Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings, I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. On this day, March 23, 1762, a law was enacted in Barbados providing for watchmen to guard the city of Bridgetown. Security in the city was of paramount importance in Bridgetown's thriving commercial space, where goods were landed and stored, and where plantation produce of rum, sugar, and molasses were shipped. It was also a residential center. According to Father Antoine Bier, who visited Barbados in 1654, and I quote, "There are easily 300 or 400 houses, which are all inns or stores filled with goods. The town is heavily populated with merchants, because it is to this place that all the people from the country districts transport goods and wares that are produced on their plantations," end quote. Historian the late Warren Allen informs us that in early times, the maintenance of public order rested on parish constables, who were appointed annually by justices of the peace. In Bridgetown, the constable was supported on his nightly rounds by a small posse known as the Watch. These men shared the same authority as the constable. Allen further reports that on January 25, 1705, a law was passed dividing Bridgetown into 8 divisions with a constable assigned to each division, while the other towns were divided into 7 divisions. The law also stipulated that the appointees be quote-unquote discreet and able men. Also that every householder, merchant, and property owner with an annual rental value of £15 in Bridgetown or £10 in any other town was required to support the lawmen by making an quote-unquote able white man available every 8th night, serving from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. with no provision for remuneration. Subsequently, the law enacted on this day made provision for each watchman to be paid an annual salary of £27.6. Additionally, the justices of the peace were responsible for arming and equipping the watchmen, building and maintaining a cage, and seeing that the stocks were properly kept, as well as furnishing the watch house with light, all to be paid from vestry funds. Over time, the face of policing continued to change from a time when civic law and order was subject to the personal policing powers of the planter class, moving toward the central system of contemporary times. The evolution of policing was therefore marked by new legislation on this day, March 23, 1762, to give added protection to the town, its merchant houses, and residential establishments.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.